Once upon a time, three pigs, Bacon, Pork Chop, and Hammy, left their mother's home and went into the world.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, my little children.
The three pigs went along their way. Soon, Bacon met a man who was selling straw.
I need some straw. Would you sell it to me?
Of course. What are you using it for?
To build my house.
Oh, you may not want to use straw. There is a big, bad wolf that roams these parts.
Oh, well, I want to be done quickly so I can read my superhero stories comic book. Whew, building a house of hay is lots of work.
Hey, where did you get that straw?
From the man down the street. He doesn't have any hay left, but he has some sticks.
Thanks, I will go find him. Please, sir, I need some sticks. Would you sell them to me?
Yes. What are you using them for?
To build my house.
Oh, you may not want to use sticks. There is a big, bad wolf that roams these parts.
Oh, well, I want to be done quickly so I can play my video games. This is hard work. When I'm done, I can play.
I have been walking for quite some time. This looks like a good place for a home, and here is a man selling bricks. Excuse me, sir. I need some bricks. Are they for sale?
Indeed. What are you using them for?
To build my house.
Oh, bricks are a great choice. You know, there is a big, bad wolf that roams these parts.
Thank you. I will keep that in mind. I am so excited to finish my house and rest.
When the three pigs finished their houses, they moved in. No sooner had Bacon opened her superhero stories comic book than...
Who is it?
Little pig, let me come in.
Not by the polish on my pretty little nails.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
The wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew down Bacon's house. But Bacon, being the smart pig that she was, had an escape door and she ran to her sister's house.
Pork Chop, there's a big bad wolf. He blew down my house. I barely escaped with my favorite superhero stories.
That's awful. You can stay with me.
They played PlayStation for a few days and read superhero stories comic books. Until one day...
Who is it?
Little pigs, let me come in.
Not by the polish on our pretty little nails.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
The wolf huffed and he puffed and he destroyed the house. But the sisters, being smart little pigs, had an escape hatch and ran all the way to Hammy's house.
Hammy, there's a big bad wolf. He blew down my house and Pork Chop's house. I barely escaped from my favorite superhero stories.
And I was only able to sell my favorite game.
They had a great time playing lightsabers, games, and reading comic books. But after a few days...
Who is it?
Little pigs, let me come in.
Not by the polish on our pretty little nails.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
The wolf huffed and he puffed and he puffed, but he could not blow down the brick house. Then the wolf stomped down their lane to think about what he should do. Suddenly, he had an idea.
Little pigs, I know where you can buy great PlayStation games at a great price.
Where?
Down the road a bit at Marty's Games. Be ready tomorrow at noon. I will take you to buy games and we will get some lunch.
Okay, we will be ready.
Well, the pigs got up the next morning at 10 a.m. and went to Marty's Games and were back long before noon. soon after they got home.
Little pigs, are you ready to buy a game and eat lunch with me?
We've already been and come back.
We've been playing games for an hour.
The wolf was very angry, so angry that steam came out of his ears. He realized he had to come up with another plan, and he had an idea.
Little pigs, I know where there is a great lightsaber convention.
Where?
In town at the convention hall. You get ready and I will pick you up at 3 p.m. and we will eat dinner as well.
Well, the three pigs left their house at 11 a.m. so they would have plenty of time to be back before the wolf came.
This is a great convention. There are so many lightsabers.
Bacon, just hurry and pick a lightsaber.
It's getting late. If the wolf catches us, we will be cooked for sure.
Well, I can't pick between the red lightsaber or the blue one.
It's late. Porkchop has green, I have red, you get blue. Let's go.
They hurried down the hill, and who should they see walking up to their house? The big bad wolf.
Quick, behind that tree.
Do you think he saw us?
I hope not.
As they stepped from behind the tree, they heard the sound of an angry lightsaber whizzing past their little pig ears.
What was that?
I love roasted little piggies.
What ensued next was the biggest lightsaber battle of all time.
You know I am bigger than you. Why don't you give up now and save yourselves the trouble?
Yes, you are bigger than we are, but there are three of us.
They fought with all their little pig strength, and just as they thought they might be done for, Hammy hit the wolf's paw and his lightsaber went flying through the air.
Run! Run home while he finds his lightsaber.
We made it!
Hurry, shut the door, lock it!
To say the wolf was angry would be an understatement. He rambled around the little pig's house trying to think of a way to get those pigs.
What is he doing? What are we going to do?
I'm hungry. How about soup?
Ah, yes, we'll need a nice big pot of boiling water. We'll make a fire and get the water boiling hot. If that wolf comes down the chimney, he will get the biggest surprise of his life.
I know what I'll do. I'll go down the chimney and I will eat those pigs.
The wolf climbed up to the roof.
I'm coming to get you, delicious pigs.
Then the wolf jumped down the chimney and fell into the pot of boiling water.
Ah, you rotten pigs!
The wolf jumped back up the chimney and ran into the woods. The pigs played PlayStation and lightsabers and were never bothered by the wolf again. To this day, the wolf stands at the top of the hill and remembers what happened at the pig's house and says,
Oh!